Military officials have revised a set of proposals to expand airspace used for training exercises and lengthen the time those exercises take place in several areas around the interior. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The Alaskan Command has released a set of revisions to its original proposals, announced in January, to expand the number and types of military training exercises held on the Joint Pacific Alaska Range Complex, or JPARC. The complex takes in some 66,000 square miles of land, mainly in the interior, along with some 58,000 square miles of ocean in the Gulf of Alaska. Alaskan Command leaders want to expand the JPARC to enable two or more of the armed services to conduct more realistic joint exercises. That includes expanding restricted airspace and increasing the frequency and duration of the exercises. For example, to enable the military to conduct exercises later into the night, more often throughout the year, sometimes involving explosives such as bombs and missile warheads. Army Lieutenant Colonel Howard Hunt, one of the architects of the JPARC expansion proposals, says the revisions were made mainly to fine-tune the original plan to make it more workable and better suited to accomplish the goal of improved training. He says other changes are intended to address concerns raised by some Alaskans in public meetings held earlier this year. Some of those concerns include issues raised by pilots and hunters on airspace restrictions in military operations areas, or MOAs. Hunt says there are some misunderstandings about those restrictions, and that's one of the reasons why the revisions include the Alaskan Command's formal declaration of its intention to use measures adopted in 1997 to mitigate the airspace restrictions.
The mitigation measures that were adopted in 97 are to avoid high-density areas or sensitive noise areas such as townships and communities, or, for example, wildlife calving grounds.
Hunt says command leadership hopes the declaration will allay concerns about the impact of the JPARC expansion on Alaskan aviators and the hunters and bush communities who depend on them.
You know, the original perception was that we were shutting down a lot of airspace or land space. That's not the case. You have 24 military operational areas in the state of Alaska. What we're doing is we're requesting to expand one and add another with about the same amount of air traffic.
Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Michael Cabral, a top training exercise planner with the command, says public input was essential during the earlier meetings held around the state as part of the process of compiling the Draft Environmental Impact Statement, or Draft EIS, a document necessary for the JPARC expansion proposal to move forward.
Throughout everything that we've done to this point in time in trying to begin formulating the draft EIS, public comment has been a big part of what we've done. It drives where we focus greater efforts and the impacts. It drives us to take a closer look at the proposals.
Hunt says the public will get more chances to comment on the JPARC expansion plan early next year during a 45-day comment period that will begin after the draft EIS is released. He says the command will again hold public hearing on the document in meetings to be held in many of the same communities as the earlier round of meetings. Changes in the JPARC expansion plan can still be made if, for example, military leaders see the need for further revisions, or if members of the public express concerns or suggest alternatives that benefit both the public and the military's training objectives. A final decision on the JPARC expansion is expected in 2013. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.